This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. A lot of young people complain to me about not being able to wake up for Fajr prayer, even though they really want to. And that's a beautiful sign of their iman. But just not enough yet. I wonder what they're doing wrong. So here are some little tips, inshallah, that I can give you. And if you look at your grandparents, I want you to wonder next time, how do they do it? Perhaps there's something that they've done over time that made it more easier for them. If they can do it, we can do it, inshallah. The first thing I want to say is that the Prophet, peace be upon him, did tell us that the hardest prayer on the hypocrite is the Fajr prayer and the Isha prayer. Because obviously you feel very lazy and lethargic, and a hypocrite doesn't really want to do it unless people are watching him. So brothers and sisters, one of the first things I want you to think about is this. Before you go to sleep, try and go to sleep early. Secondly, try to put all those devices away, the blue light and the screens that you look at. It's about 1 hour to 2 hours before you go to sleep because it mimics your brain to tell it as if it's still daytime. And so your brain doesn't go into shallow sleep. So you might sleep for 8 or 9 hours and you still feel lethargic in the day because your brain tells you you haven't really gone to sleep very deeply. Number three, don't hit that snooze button. But make a decision tonight and say to yourself, I'm going to wake up tomorrow without the snooze button. And tell yourself, I'm going to get up. It really works for everything else, subhanAllah. You know, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, told us that when you go to sleep, the shaitan comes and ties 3 knots on the back of your head. And he whispers to those knots each time, sleep a long sleep, whispers to you like that. Prophet, peace be upon him, said, when you wake up and you mention Allah, you make dhikr, such as Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, or Asbahna wa Asbah al mulku lillah, the morning dua, he said, 1 knot is untied. Then when you make wudu, the second knot is untied. And when you pray Fajr, your third knot is untied. Then he said something interesting. If you stay up the rest of the day, you will feel energetic, you will feel motivated, happier, and more productive. He said, but if you go back to sleep and obey those three knots, then the rest of your day will be lethargic and you'll be actually less productive and less happier. The hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us something so motivating about Salat al-Fajr. He said, إِنَّ قُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ كَانَ مَشْهُودًا. In Surah Al-Isra, verse 72, Allah says, indeed, the worship of the Fajr time is witnessed. Witnessed by guess who? The angels of the night and the angels of the day when they're exchanging duties. And they go up and say, oh Allah, we left him or her praying or about to pray. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and make us among those who pray the Fajr. And I think experts did say that if you pray or start a habit or start an act for about 40 days, it becomes a lifelong habit. It worked for many friends that I advised, and I think it'll work for you, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.